Good afternoon, and welcome to this episode of the AdDrop Podcast. Tomorrow we have a landmark conference women's basketball championship, and it is going to be one for the records. We have Catholic U versus University of Scranton. With me today is the head women's basketball coach at Catholic University of America, Coach Matt Donahue. Coach, how are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. If we look at last night's game, I guess the first thing, one thing I did notice is that Anna Skoblik had a double double, was 24 and 10. Did you sense early on that she would have that type of game?
Yeah, I mean, we felt early on that we had some opportunities at the forward position where, we could attack Susquehanna and have some success. And, certainly they're a really good team with really strong interior post players and forwards as well. So we had to get a little creative at times getting her into space and getting her open and creating those opportunities for her. Once she got out of the gates well in the first couple of possessions, we felt like we were onto something, had an opportunity to really get her going after that. And she just embraced the moment and came out and found a number of ways to get involved in the scoring column.
After a slow start last night, what, how did you manage to and kind of get the team moving offensively?
Yeah, I mean, when we're at our best this year, that ball's moving. We're sharing the ball, we're cutting, we're flying up and down the court. And I felt like Susquehanna did a really good job early on of slowing us down. And so, we just kept talking about moving the ball, cutting hard off of actions, doing all that we could to make ourselves hard to guard, right? We talked about when we're out there on the floor in the half court, we're either cutting, we're screening for someone, we're passing the ball, we're just constantly moving and constantly in motion. And it took us a while to get going because they did a really nice job of taking away some of our primary actions. So we had to get a little more creative out there and start relying on back end options. And once that ball started moving better, things started to open up more for us.
As cliche and trite as this may sound, the team shot 17 for 18 from the free throw line. Explain how, I know we all know the answer, but explain what hitting all those free throws means to your team as far as being able to build momentum during the course of a game.
Well, I mean, those are points you work really hard to put yourself in position to get. And so, when you work as hard as you do and put yourself in position to get to the foul line and then reward yourself by making those shots, there's a collective almost, sigh, like you breathe a little easier. And you know that you can continue to kind of put yourself in that position. So everyone relaxes a little bit more when those shots go down. Everyone feels a little bit better about what you're doing on the floor when they go down, gives everybody that moment to breathe. So those are critical when you find yourself in that position, you're able to capitalize on those opportunities.
You have a player in Sarah White who shoots about 32% from three. After being 3 of 5 last night, could she tell early that she would see good looks and be able to put a few in?
Well, with Sarah, the moment she walks in the gym, she always feels like she's got a good look. She's a young lady all season for us this year that's done a great job of seizing the moment in big games. She hasn't shied away from those moments. She's our leader out there, and she does so much for us on both sides of the ball. And she came out and I thought did a fantastic job of getting us going right away. And when Susquehanna started keying in on her more and taking her away, she did an even better job at finding other people on the floor, distributing the basketball and getting us into our offensive sets. But yeah, she was definitely ready for the moment last night and embraced it, and it's been really great to see that growth in her this year to get to that point.
You were able to get about 44 minutes of quality bench time, including 18 from Alexa Kina. Was it, say, to the level of depth that you currently possess that you can have a reserve come in and give you 18 minutes and a solid performance?
Well, it shows that there's a level of trust within women in the program. And we see that on a daily basis. We preach that, we work towards that depth and our young women come in every single day and, work towards getting those opportunities. And that's about making the most of that. So, we've had different people step up at different times throughout the year. And, yesterday, Alexa Kanaan and Kaylee Byrne, Amelia Kennedy and Tori Fernandez stepped up in big off the bench and gave us really key moments we were, you know, we weren't really clicking on all cylinders offensively, and we're also struggling to rebound a little bit, rebound the basketball a little bit at times. And when those women came in the game, they just amped up the energy. And it says a lot about the character of those women in terms of how they work for those opportunities and seize those opportunities. And also says something about the level of trust that the teammates, their teammates have in them to kind of welcome them into those opportunities, and the unselfishness of our team when someone, you know, takes that backseat to someone coming in off the bench and allows them to shine.
Even with Susquehanna being down by 11 after three, did you get a kind of an inkling that they weren't going to fold and they were going to keep on pushing forward?
I mean, we knew they weren't going to go away. They're just so well coached. They play incredibly hard. They play really well together. It's a very well connected team, and those women are on the same page over there. So, you know, every time we made a run throughout the game, they just matched it with a run of their own. So we just kept trying to impress upon our players that, you know, they weren't going to go away. They weren't going to stop working. So we really had to stay on top of things. There are a couple of times, you know, in the third quarter and the fourth quarter when we got going and we extended to 13 and they cut it right back to seven. And that happened a few times, and we were finally able to get over the hump and hold them at bay and keep them at arm's length. But no, we had no expectation that they were going to go away. They didn't do that in either of the contests that we played early in the year. And we had to fight for that one last night, and you know, pretty hard throughout.
When we come back from break, I want to discuss the rematch versus Corinthian and how you see this game going and whether the Cards can avenge their lone loss of the season. But that's after a quick timeout. You are
Sounds great.
listening to the Ad Drop podcast on the FPC Radio Network. We are back with Ad Drop podcast. Terrence Biggs, Matt Donahue, the head women's basketball coach at the Catholic University of America. The Cards will play the Scranton Royals tomorrow for the landmark conference women's tournament championship. Coach, take me back to the 3rd of February, about 3 weeks ago, the 5-point loss. When you look at things on balance, how much did that rough second quarter defensively kind of set the tone for the rest of the game?
Well, it certainly put us in a hole, and we found ourselves, you know, really digging out the rest of the game from that period. And when you're playing a team like Scranton, as talented as they are, top 10 in both national polls and in Division III women's basketball, obviously a storied history of, you know, I can't even count how many, you know, conference championships they've had and how many deep runs they've made in national tournament. Point is, they're just a great program, and you can't have those letdowns and you can't have those lapses in focus, because they'll make you pay for it. So we got into that second quarter and it snowballed a little bit on us at different points in the game, and found ourselves in a hole that we're digging out of the rest of the way. So it definitely set the tone. But it's also something that we believe that we can learn from moving forward. And, you know, some things that we can do that are correctable, and we'll have to be better in a lot of the, you know, kind of those little detail areas. Certainly have to rebound the basketball better. We're going to have to be more connected and communicative than ever before on the defensive end of things, because we know that we're going to about to play a team tomorrow that's going to execute their offensive sets incredibly well. They're well coached, and we're going to be ready. So, you know, going back to that second quarter in particular, you know, back on February 3rd, you know, I could look at the second quarter and a 3 to 4 minute stretch in that quarter that put us in a tough spot. I could also look at stretches in the third and fourth quarter as well, where, you know, we're sitting in a 1 point game and we let them extend on us. So, the bottom line is there's something to be learned from each of those instances.
When a team loses after being undefeated, they could veer in one or two directions. Either they let the loss mount and hang over their head like the sword of Damocles, or they can regroup and push forward and push past the loss. How are you able to inspire your team to push forward?
Well, you know, I'd love to say that I did something magical to inspire them to kind of regroup after that game. I think the honest answer is we're really fortunate to have some pretty incredible leadership this year, from our senior class, from our captains. We've got a group of young women that are super invested in each other. And when we went into that locker room after that game on February 3rd, our heads weren't down. We weren't bitter. We weren't, you know, we aren't sad about it. Obviously, no one enjoys dropping a game like that. But in that moment, we realized that there's an opportunity to learn from that and to grow from that experience. And that's been the entire focus since that game. And that's been a really different aspect of our culture this year. And we've had some great teams come through here in past years. And, we found ourselves in similar situations. And I don't know that we always responded with the character and fortitude that we wanted. This group is just different this year. And when I walked in the locker room, I didn't have to say a whole lot. It was really them having that conversation with each other. And with us as a coaching staff, that we're going to be determined to learn from it, to grow from it, and do everything in our power to make sure that we rectify some of those mistakes and some of those situations we put ourselves in, and some situations that Scranton put us in, quite frankly, last time around.
What makes this game, as far as if you're able to go on and win, what makes this game special and different that stand out from the rest of your time at Catholic U?
Well, this particular game, I'll tell you, it's not going to define who we are at the end of the day. Certainly we fought all year to put ourselves in this position to give us an opportunity to compete for a championship. We certainly hope that regardless of what happens next, there's more opportunity for us beyond this weekend. And as exhilarating as it would be to get the win on our home court tomorrow, I can truthfully tell you it's not going to define us or be the be all to end all for who we are and what we've accomplished this year. So.
As last question for you, Coach. As a Philly guy, if you go on and win the championship tomorrow and you go back home to say the visit, what pizza place are you going to and what's on that slice?
Well, I'm more of a cheesesteak guy, so I'm more of a Tony Luke's. So that's more where you'll find me. A lot of people do the touristy chicken pizza. I like to find Tony Luke's there, and that's where you're gonna find me. Get some fries, some crab fries with the cheese, with the whiz there, and a good cheesesteak. So I like pizza, but we do a lot of pizza in season, so I try to get away from it when I go home.
What is the one topping on a cheesesteak that, as a Philadelphian, a proud Philadelphian, you just cannot go for? It's just a no.
Oof, toppings on it. I mean, gosh, I'm a peppers and onion guy on with cheese, so that's my go-to normally. So that's what you'll see me with.
He is the head basketball coach of Catholic University. The Cardinals will definitely. They host the Scranton Royals tomorrow, 4 p.m. at Freddie Murray Court for the landmark conference championship. Coach Donahue, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the AirDrop Podcast.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for having us.